It is time for our weekly discussion with Soy Roy, Roy Smith. And Roy, markets this week started off the week really hard down on a weather market.
They did. I was a little surprised, to be honest with you, because with the heat we had over the weekend, I thought there was a good chance the markets might be stronger Monday morning. But over the weekend, a prominent weather forecaster came out with a forecast for the weather to change and for it to get cooler and wetter, and that was enough to take corn and beans both limit down.
Now, what happened the rest of the week? I know it was lower on Tuesday, but have things kind of moderated here as we went through the week?
It did trade quite a bit lower on Tuesday, and it started off almost unchanged or somewhere thereabouts, but as the day wore on, why, there just weren't any buyers in there, and so we saw, again, a real hard down day. And yes, the market stabilized somewhat in Wednesday and Thursday, but you have to understand that's stabilizing after taking a big chunk out of the price. So I wouldn't say that that's really good news.
Roy, some other discussion that we had prior to taping here was that basis is starting to widen again in some markets, huh?
With beans especially, the basis has been very wide, and it just keeps getting worse. I keep copies of the bid sheet from my local elevator, and today they're showing $1.26 under futures for cash soybean bid, and a week ago they were at $1.14, and not very long ago they were in the 80 to 90 cent range. So that has really gotten disastrous. I mean, it's to the point where a farmer would, if there's any possible way of putting those beans away, it would be foolish to sell them right now.
That was going to be my next question, Roy, was what advice do you have for producers that are looking to put together some type of a marketing plan in this type of situation?
Well, with beans especially, there's two things. First of all, we have a normal seasonal high early part of September, the first week in September, a day or two before the September crop report. Now, with the basis as bad as it is, that may be just a good time to lock in the futures, but leave the basis open. The second one is that move that I call the dead cat bounce. In previous years, that dead cat bounce has always been good for a 30 to 40 cent a bushel basis improvement after harvest is over. And, you know, if I had to give anybody any advice, it would be to try to find a home for those beans at harvest time and hold them for that 6 or 8 week move there after harvest and before the first of the year.
How about on corn? Any suggestions there?
The corn basis is still sitting right around 25 under here in Cass County, and yeah, that's not anything like it was a month ago, but it's still better than what we've seen most of the time for the last 2 years. And the problem with corn now is the futures price is depressed, and so the selling opportunities there, I'd say, you know, the last half of July and the whole month of August, very rarely is that the time to be selling corn. Lock that stuff away, get it on into storage, and I think, you know, we'll see the corn come back. It may take a while, but with the big acreage we have, but there's opportunities out there in the spring and summer.
All right, thank you very much, Roy. Give us your contact information and where folks can go to get more information.
SoyRoy.com is my website. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, thank you very much, Soy Roy, Roy Smith, in our weekly conversation, taking a look at the markets. Along with Roy Smith, I'm Chad Moyer.